The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
In a house where people can and yet can't believe that the Broncos lost, this is episode 153 of Thinking Outside the Five. Like I said, 155 of Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, and Doyle.
Who the fuck's team?
Jumping right in.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 155.
You may have jumped on way fucking too soon.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 155 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
You've been welcome twice.
I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
And today we are going to be speaking about Disney Plus's new Star Wars live action show, The Mandalorian.
Or Mandalorian.
Mando.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird.
I love it. I love that Mando is the slur for Mandalorians.
It's like the racist slur.
Mostly because I know someone named Mando. I think it's Mondo.
Mondo, bro.
But still.
It's like, I know a Mondo as well, but I don't know a Mando.
I call him Mando because it's funny to me.
But is he a Mando?
Yeah, his name's Armando.
I assumed.
Even when I say his name right, I realize that calling him Mando is wrong, but that's okay. So, I've only watched the first episode of this.
I also have only watched the first episode of this.
They're only...
They're like 24 minutes long.
No, they're not.
They're an hour.
No, they are not an hour.
Yes, they are.
They're like 40 minutes.
It's a...
Runtime, 29 to 38 minutes.
Huh.
Booyah.
The first one definitely was the 38-minute mark.
Yeah, the second one is not.
Huh, that's weird.
That is weird. I haven't watched it because the streaming service that I used to watch them did not work.
just never mind. I'm not even going to try to fix that one.
Yeah, the streaming service, Disney Plus.
Not Star Trek.
The first episode was cool, though. I liked it a lot.
Very cool with the crazy surprise ending. So what's the synopsis? After the stories of Jango and Boba Fett, another warrior emerges in Star Wars universe. The Mandalorian is set after the fall of the Empire and before the emergence of the First Order. The series depicts a lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Plays very much like a cross between like Akira Kurosawa samurai movies and a Western. Like this...
Yeah.
This show is basically a Western in space.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty great.
I'm so far, and I do like it, but nowhere near as hyped on it as everybody else.
Absolutely
is.
Not. Me either.
And I thought the production value of the first episode was a little, like, YouTube show-ish. Like,
I hear, though, that was made second before episode. They decided to make it into a series.
So it was a pilot.
I hear that was the pilot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The second episode has much better special effects, in my opinion.
That makes sense to me.
But yeah, it's a good show. So.
I enjoyed the first episode. I liked it a lot. The level of, holy shit, that's the greatest show I've ever seen ever in my entire life ever that's on the internet
is I don't
really
get
weird
it.
To me. Because like,
the first episode's kind of, it's a little meh.
It's a little slow.
I enjoyed it.
It's good. Yeah. Like, it's not.
Yeah, it's on the line.
It wasn't meh for me. But it wasn't like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Exactly.
It was good.
It's just good.
Yeah, I guess it's a notch above meh. I liked it.
Yeah.
The end of it was really good.
The end is cool.
Where him and the robot are gunfighting everybody.
So that's not...
I know the robot has a name, but I can't think of it right
now. It's not IG-88, but it is an IG. Okay. So...
It is...
Is IG-88 going to be...
IG-11.
Is 88 going to be in the series? Because he's like...
I hope so.
An IG model at least is in the promotion like cover.
Yeah. It's freaking hilarious. Like, the robot itself is hilarious. I love interactions between humans and droids.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't self-destruct. Like, he keeps having to convince him to not suicide. Like,
who's the actor's name who plays the alien, too, who just, like, shuts him down? I have spoken.
I don't know.
That character's good.
I know that the guy that's on the land speeder on the first planet,
when he kidnaps that guy, the guy that's like the land speeder taxi driver.
Oh, yeah.
That gets eaten by the walrus dinosaur.
Yeah.
That's Brian Posehn. Yeah, I know that. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, better get off the ice then.
Do you think there's anything to really worry about? Oh, no. Yeah, there's a lot to like about it.
It's a bounty hunter show. I mean, yeah. You know, it's like Dog the Bounty Hunter, bro.
No, it's not.
To me, it felt like...
entertaining.
I liked Dog the Bounty Hunter. I thought that was entertaining.
I feel like his character is weird, though. He's, like, too cool about everything. It's like, I don't care who you are or what you're from. When, like, a giant walrus is threatening to pull you in the ocean, your heartbeat will rise slightly. Well, he's back there like, get off, whatever.
But you don't know that because you can't see his face. There's no...
It's the tone in his voice, like in the projection that he puts out.
But that might just be
something
that he's filtering through his mask. Like, who knows? You have no idea.
There are times when I'm like legit fucking freaked out, but I'm so in the zone of what's going on that I don't express the holy fuck, you know what I mean?
No, I'm not saying he has to express it. Just to me, it comes off like it's never there.
Maybe he encounters those things all the time, bro.
Is he a Vulcan?
Is he a Vulcan?
You never.
Is he a Vulcanorian? I don't even know. You add those two together.
So, what did you guys think about kind of expanding the Mandalorian? The ideas of like the Mandalorian like tribe.
Well, it's only been touched on, I think, in like comics, books, and video games, really,
and the novels. It touches on it. In the old novels quite a bit.
So that's cool. If you're gonna bring that whole like. Warrior race, well, not really a race, but like
tribe, basically.
Yeah, tribe,
and the whole idea that they're trying to get the steel.
Yeah,
and that if you bring back steel, they make you a piece of your armor.
You kind of earn your spot.
Yeah,
I had to look that up because I had no idea what was going on.
Right
when she made it.
Yeah, I don't know a ton. I've read some back about it. I've seen them in the video games a couple times. So,
oh no, I think that's really cool.
I don't know anything about the Mandalorians.
So they're a tribe. They're a tribe of hunters, basically. And they're trying to
warriors.
They're trying to basically get their treasure back, which is the steel that they use to create their armors.
It's evidently really badass steel.
Yeah, that the Empire stole from them.
Mm-hmm.
They stole the steel.
Damn dirty Empire.
Yeah, the Empire kind of...
Mandalorians are a fictional race of people from the planet Mandalore in the Star Wars franchise created by George Lucas. Race, first conceptualized for the Empire Strikes Back as a group of white-armored super commandos, the idea developed into a single bounty hunter character, Boba Fett. Although the term Mandalorian is never used in the films, the popularity of Boba Fett inspired an extensive number of works about Mandalorians in the Star Wars Expanded Universe, also known as non-canon legends. Yeah, they're known for their iconic armor.
I don't know. It's cool. I'm excited to see what they do with the show, and I love like that they're kind of bringing in... I like the idea that they took the novels and stuff and said, these aren't canon anymore, but they're like the urban legends and mythology that the universe has. So it allows them to stay as part of the show and part of like the universe.
They're re-canonizing them.
In a way, but they're saying they're legends. Like they're the urban legends that people tell each other kind of thing.
And they reincarnated Yoda. We should probably throw that out there at some point.
Well, did they, though?
It's not reincarnated. From everything I read, it's just another
It's a Yoda child.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's trying to, like, force abuses an animal in the second
book. No. So everything I've read, of course, we don't know because it's only two episodes deep.
It's not like they call him Yoda in the second episode either.
Everything I've read says that he's 50 years old, so they just speculate that beings of that species are just force sensitive, and so they just have it in them. And
the baby's 50 years old.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what he says. It's a 50-year-old target.
He goes, "I thought the target was supposed to be 50 years old."
Oh, I thought it was like cryogenically frozen or something.
No. The droid says other races age differently than ours.
Oh, I didn't pick that up. That's crazy. 50-year-old.
So he's
toddler.
An infant. Yeah. And so that
the IG's like, I've been told to terminate it. And he's all plow.
Yeah.
And this happens after everything else. So
that's why I thought it was. That's why I thought it was a reincarnated, like a Yoda force birthed himself back into the world. That's what I thought, but I don't know. I haven't read that anywhere. That's just what I was assuming.
I saw it, and then I was like, whoa, shit, is that Yoda? And I just went to go see what everybody else was saying.
Yeah.
And the speculation is that he's just another of whatever the fuck that race is.
I think and that they Yodas. Happen to be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a pink one in one of the movies.
Here, you want me to look?
Yeah. What's a Yoda called?
Oops, not Yoda.
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 Did you mean yoga?
What race is Yoda?
First appearing, the original guy, he's amongst the most powerful members of the Jedi before his return. Doesn't say.
Yeah, this is definitely an okay Google, what race is Yoda? Did my phone just do it?
Yes, it did. Series creator George Lucas opted to have many details of the character's life history remain unknown. Yoda's race and homeworld have not been named in any official media, canonical or otherwise, and he is merely said to be of a species unknown.
Huh. So you don't know. That's weird because there's another one of him in like the Phantom Menace, I think.
Yeah. And in the books, there's a female Yoda.
Oh, a Yodai.
Yodo? No, that's backwards. I don't know. We should stop trying.
It's not weird.
So, as a part of, like, the Disney Plus, like, obviously, if you saw our snacks video, which we recorded earlier today, but if you didn't, you can check it out on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube, or you can find it on Twitch at twitch.tv/outsidelongbox, or you should be able to find at least a good chunk of the stream where we talked about Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But Mandalorian, as a part of Disney Plus, like, do you think that... Like, obviously, it's a big draw to have, like, original Star
Wars
content.
Yeah.
Do you think that it would be viable...
People are losing their damn minds.
They really are. Like, do you think it'd be viable for more people to go to Disney Plus than, say, like, Netflix or Hulu just because of, like, Star Wars or just because of Marvel?
Well, I mean, look at how much original content does Netflix actually make?
A lot.
What do we watch that's original content?
I watch quite a bit. Largely, it's not stuff for the show, though. It's like documentary
what is
stuff.
It?
And Queer Eye, Altered Carbon.
Queer Eye is a Netflix property?
Now it is. Yeah.
Oh, they bought it?
Tons of stand-up specials.
Not specials, though. I'm just talking about series. Series or movies?
I mean,
I gotta look at stuff.
The only reason I say that is because there's just so much girth coming from Disney Plus. Because you've got all of the fucking Marvel series coming. All of their movies are gonna hit. You know what I mean? I feel like Disney's creating more original content.
I don't know if Netflix is creating or if they're buying a lot of overseas stuff.
They're creating a lot.
But I've been watching a lot of overseas shows, like horror shows.
Well, see, that's what I mean.
Here we go, though. Stranger Things, Orange is the New Black, House of Cards, Unbreakable.
Orange is the New Black is ending, and so is Stranger Things.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Narcos, Black
Mirror. There's at least one more season of
Marco Polo.
Stranger Things.
Yeah. OA is done. Sense8 is done. Mindhunter, Hemlock Grove, Altered Carbon, Series of Unfortunate Events.
I think that's done too.
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah.
Ozark, Grace and Frankie. Like, there's dozens of Netflix original shows.
But we're talking from this point forward, if that's what
Another
we're talking
life.
About. Yeah. If we're switching from Netflix right now to Disney, I feel like you have more to look forward to in Disney Plus than you do from Netflix.
Probably, yeah. At this particular point,
I
would say.
I think
it depends on the content you want.
Ago.
What's that?
I think it really depends on the content you want. Because like I said,
Well, that's why I'm talking about just original stuff. Because Netflix will buy other properties.
But you can't get those anywhere here. Like, I've never seen some of these shows or even heard of them.
Yeah.
And it's like a French horror television show.
Or like Korean.
You'll never get that here. So it's like, it might as well be original.
There's a lot of like Israeli shows and Canadian television and stuff that you just don't see here at all. Like, I don't know. It's interesting.
So you asked the question.
Yeah.
And my take on it is as an average viewer.
Lost in Space.
That's what you're going to gear towards is Disney. as an average viewer. Yeah. We're not average because you tend to lean towards weird, you know, foreign things and different things. I tend to lean towards different things. I just feel like as an average consumer at this point in time, Disney Plus has so much more to offer, let's just say in the next 10 years,
than Netflix
does.
I think so too. Like,
at least right now. Yeah.
Correct.
Do you think Disney Plus is going to be super damaging to Netflix? Because I think it is.
I feel like it has already.
I don't. I think people are just going to have both.
Well, I don't think Netflix is going to go bankrupt or anything. I definitely think that with Disney pulling everything that they had on Netflix plus anything in the future, I feel like that's and all the shit they bought from Fox and all that stuff. I feel
honestly,
like
as someone who watches Netflix, I didn't even notice they pulled anything.
So say you could only have one. If you could only pick Netflix or the Disney Plus, not the Hulu package, just Disney Plus.
Again, but we're not like the normal thing because I would pick Netflix.
You would too? I think I would, but Disney. Just because of what I watch. But I think you're right. I think the average viewer, if you have to make a choice between one or the other,
well, because you've got all the Marvel shows all the Marvel 75%,
80%,
Pixar. You just have so much cool things coming out of Disney.
Super popular things already. And there's so much that's enticing to it, like full run of The Simpsons, full run of Gargoyles, full run of, you know, every fucking Star Wars.
National Geographic.
Yeah, all the Star Wars movies, like all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a great series. I'll have to see the numbers. I just think most people are going to have both.
I agree with you.
Like, I don't see it's going to hurt anything, really.
From what I've heard, those stocks and stuff, it already has hurt Netflix.
But there's that always that initial bump. Hulu did the same thing when it first came out.
This is true.
See, I didn't get a lot of hype from Hulu when it first came out.
Hulu rolled out very slow because originally Hulu was just a website that you could go to that would aggregate any station that had streaming material on it. So ABC, well, CBS, Fox, whatever.
Certain shows.
Mostly, though. Yeah. If you had streaming on your website, you could go to Hulu as like a one-stop shop for any station that was streaming stuff. So, I don't know. Like, Hulu just wasn't originally what it is now. Like, Hulu's a very different thing from when it started.
Making
just
a bunch like of Netflix. Terrible TV shows.
Netflix was just a DVD delivery it was large, service.
That's, yeah, largely like the longest that's what time. It was. But and I preferred Blockbuster than Netflix,
you can
honestly.
Still do that. The Netflix DVDs.
You can, which is crazy.
And there's all sorts of crazy shit on there that you can find.
I just, for me personally, I think Disney Plus has so much more that I'm going to watch. I went to Netflix where when I wanted to watch an offshoot or something weird and strange. I think just in the future, I think Disney Plus has more to offer for me as a consumer.
Yeah. What time do you have to baste?
It'll beep at me.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Appreciate you looking out, though.
I don't want you to miss out on your free basting.
So, yeah, I'm the opposite, really. Like, besides the cartoons, Disney Plus is like a really linear type of shows to me that I don't always want to watch. So it's like I'll be in the mood to watch a Marvel movie, then yeah. But I'll be in the mood to watch a Pixar or Disney or something like that.
But I'm talking about future stuff, too, because we already know the next 6 years of Marvel TV shows. I know that Pixar's putting out these
movies. Oh, but if it's about driving content, I would definitely go over to Netflix, because Netflix is literally coming out with dozens of things a month that I didn't even know were coming.
Yeah.
As far as like anticipation, I go with Disney Plus because I know about them.
That's not just shows either. Like, that's Netflix original movies, stand-up specials.
Well, that's why I asked. Like, stand-up specials is not that. I don't really enjoy that.
We watch a ton of stand-up.
I'm just like, as far as like,
I'd rather catch up on a show.
A wide variety of content, and Netflix is still way above
Disney. I agree with
that.
I agree with that. Because it's just Disney stuff, whereas Netflix is buying rights to other things. That's why they're very similar but different.
Oh, when you're a new person, she attacks you.
Hi.
Yeah, I mean, that's just my thoughts. I do agree. I don't think most people agree with me or want or Gabe.
Oh my goodness! Sorry.
I'm curious how much content Netflix would have if you took away all the stuff that they buy rights to. Because that would be a more closer apples to apples comparison of the two companies.
Well, no,
I will tell you,
Disney bought the rights to a lot of stuff too.
I will tell you
they bought the company. They're not licensing out the property.
That makes sense.
I'll tell you, if you take Disney Plus's biggest show And Netflix's biggest show, I think Netflix has a better show.
Which
you think Mandalorian is their biggest show, right? That's what they're touting?
Right. Definitely.
Right? Yeah. Right? Okay.
Stranger Things, I think, is a better show than The Mandalorian, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure. I would
agree. But you have three seasons, four seasons. The first season. It was good.
I was hooked from, like, the first fucking episode of Stranger Things.
The first episode of Stranger Things grabbed me a lot better than the first episode of Mandalorian.
I went like this.
I don't think.
Alicia texted me asking who was at the door. She's like, who the hell is the kid at the door?
It's probably just Ashton or Sophia.
Yeah, but she would know who those two are.
I don't know.
I mean, either way, it's a kid and we don't need him in here.
Nobody likes kids.
Also, I just enjoy like shit getting released all at once as opposed to waiting.
Oh, I don't mind waiting. I like week-to-week episodes still.
I don't.
Like, oh, that's his friend Austin. His friend Austin lives just literally on the other side of your cul-de-sac.
Fucking dude?
She has no thought process to the fact that she's going to take, like, what to her would be a four-story fall.
Yeah.
She's just like, fuck it. Let's go. Concussion. Broken leg.
So I'm, at this point, I'm pretty interested in bundling the Disney Plus and ESPN Plus with my Hulu. So
it doesn't
ESPN
do.
ESPN Plus?
ESPN Plus.
It doesn't do
you
Hulu.
You watch ESPN?
No, but it comes as a package. Like, it's a bundle.
It doesn't do commercialist Hulu, which sucks.
I don't mind that. I watch commercial Hulu all the time.
I would pay more, I'm saying, if it did. Then you could bump it up to $15.99 if it had commercialist Hulu.
You'd be down.
Yeah, I would. Well, because so, commercialist Hulu
for me
costs.
Right now, Mandalorian gets a thumbs up.
Yeah, I give it a thumbs up.
I'm excited to see where the series goes. Like, I'm not, like, so overly impressed that I'm, like, shitting myself over it, but it's definitely a good show.
I honestly only watched the second episode. I would have watched it, but I only watched it as soon as I did because we were talking about it.
Right.
Otherwise, I probably would have watched it later this week or something.
I was trying to watch it.
I told Juan that I probably wasn't going to watch any of the show until it was, like, three episodes.
You must be aced.
Or something like that. So.
Yeah.
But then I watched it because we're recording.
Yeah.
Good if you want to end.
Yeah, so with that said, let's go ahead and wrap up. We all give Mandalorian a thumbs up. Check it out. If you have any experiences with Disney Plus, let us know.
Disney Plus also a thumbs up for the most part.
And if you find something interesting that you think we would enjoy on Disney Plus that's completely random that you found kind of on accident, like we had talked about earlier, some of the things on Disney Plus, it'll give you recommendations for something that you couldn't find in like a regular menu and stuff like that. So
Let
us know if you see something really cool that you think we would like. And we kind of want to know what you guys are thinking about that. You can communicate with us in several different ways. Go to facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox, Twitter or Instagram @outsidelongbox. Or, of course, you can find us on YouTube at tinyurl.com/totlbtube, on Twitch at twitch.tv/outsidelongbox, or you can find us on Twitter or Instagram @outsidelongbox. That's most of the ways that you can find us, I'm pretty sure. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm on.
He's free basting.
Yeah, Tim is not here.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.